You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Monday afternoon. Let's check the cash grain market. Amy Murray of the Andersons is on the phone line now. Thanks, Amy, for taking the time with us. Has it been busy or quiet there at your elevator?
You know, last week was pretty busy. Today's been a little bit quieter, you know, with rolling out of positions last week and market gaining a little bit of momentum there. Picked up a little bit, so.
Did you get calls after we talked Wednesday with the folks at Delphi and they said they had $8 corn?
Actually, we didn't, but I understand why you're asking the question.
So. I thought maybe you might. That was, of course, in Logansport with the ethanol plant. I would be surprised that you didn't. So, what is your thought process here as we look forward through the end of this month, and then when might really be the next time that processors and end users believe they need to push basis to gather in a few more bushels of corn?
You know, I think we're going to continue to see that pick up, to be honest about it. I think especially as we get into Jan, Feb, March, there probably are going to be some rations to meet on their end. So I would say look for those to continue to gain strength. And it may just kind of be a hit or miss type of situation if they happen to have their capacity filled, you know, at the time that you're wanting to move something. Then I wouldn't expect another opportunity to present itself. Like I said, you know, might run on the quarter there, Jan, Feb, March, might pick up a little bit more towards the end of March, but I think altogether we're going to be in a positive basis situation.
Corn, as you well know, is out of place or not in the right places a lot of times because of the lack of production in our part of the world. What kind of impact has that had on your distribution patterns? Normally you would rail to the southeast and the poultry producers. Are you going to other places?
You know, we could at this point. That still has been the stronger market for us, being on the CN and going to the export market or towards the southeast on the NS. So really, it's kind of stay the same, but we will be looking, you know, to where the strongest demand ends up being. So.
And would you normally rail all the way to the export market in New Orleans?
Not necessarily. It just kind of depends on what freight in the CIF market's doing. So
yeah, and so you would ship it to the Illinois or to the Mississippi, and then the rest of the way down by barge.
Correct.
Or possibly Ohio, I suppose, too.
Yeah, but you're probably closer with Illinois or Mississippi most of the time. So.
Okay, and what are your bids for the day?
Today we are paying $7.65 for December corn, $7.75 for January corn, $7.80 for February and March. New crop is going to be at $6.15, Jan 14 at $6.28, cash beans at $14.54, Jan beans at $14.54. New crop is going to be at $12.92, Jan 14 beans at $13.04, cash wheat at $8.24, and new crop July at $8.34.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy Murray is with the Andersons, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. I'll be back in just a couple minutes. We'll take a look at the weather forecast with the folks up at Chesapeake Energy. They're looking down from the 23rd floor of the Boeing building on the Loop in Chicago.